And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Morning, anglers. We're in the mighty 1090 studio and coming off an absolute fun day yesterday. If you missed it, you're missing out on Tackle Days 2018. You'll have to look forward to 2019. Absolute busy day down at Fisherman's Landing. But we're happy to be in studio today. We have Mike Pritchard from the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing. And we're going to have a fun time. We'll be right back on the Mighty 1090 and Let's Talk Hookup.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new products coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event is back. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 6 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes come with 6 full years of warranty protection. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends November 19th, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 36-month limited warranty and 36-month Yamaha extended service contract. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. And so stoked to be in studio today with Mike Pritchard. Good morning from the Tribute.
Hey, good morning, King.
Yeah, it's nice to be in here with you. And I know you run out of C4th, have an awesome boat. I remember it, and there's probably a lot of people that remember it as a holiday. And you took it over and turned it into an absolute beautiful boat, Mike.
Yeah, I'd spent, 38 years as the Holiday. Started off as the Polaris 3 back when Bill Poole had it. He had it for a few years before he built the what is now the Searcher. But no, most people would remember it and see it, especially having the mast, which it doesn't have anymore. When I took over the boat, the mast had already been cut off. Tim Voigtlander, I had it before I did. It was the Dolphin 3 for a very short period of time. Very distinguished boat. I mean, very classic lines. And it is, this is almost going on 6 years now as the tribute. And as we've talked about in the past, it is named tribute as a tribute to Bill Poole. It was the first one of his boats that was sold after he had passed away. And I kind of got together with Ingrid Poole and talked over a couple of names. And when that one came up, she teared up a little bit and said, I think it's great. And that's kind of where the name came from.
How cool is that? I mean, so much history and so much behind it. And it'd be one of the flagships that Bill Poole started with. And, you know, and just the name carries that. And you're right, without the mast, it's a totally different looking boat, but it's such a smooth riding, just a beautiful ride.
Yeah, those big Detmars, the big, you know, mahogany plank boats, they're heavy, low to the water, ride very, very well. And it was his first true long-range boat. I remember once I took it over, Ingrid came down and was talking to me a little bit, and she goes, I was so happy that they finally put the heads on the inside. So you didn't have to walk up the side of the boat. You didn't have to go up to the bow. You didn't have to, you know, hang out and wait outside a door outside to get in the head. And that was her thing about it. She really, really appreciated the fact that the heads were on the inside, the showers were on the inside, and it was really his first long range boat that he had built.
Now, that's pretty darn cool. And running out of C4 spore fishing, I mean, what a one of our premier landings in the Southland. That just a beautiful place. I mean, I spent a handful of years working there, and just how could you ask for any better of landing to run the premier?
I worked out of H&M, out of Point Loma, and out of Fisherman's Landing for years.
Which are all premier landings.
They're great. Yeah. But until you actually drive into Seaforth and you realize the ample free parking, the first trip that I was ever going to work down in San Diego years ago when I was like 20, I came down and I was going to do a trip on the Coral Sea. They ended up leaving a little bit early, and it took me so long to find parking, I actually missed the boat.
Isn't that crazy?
I had no idea that it was going to be like that. You drive around the parking lot. Don't get me wrong, they're great landings, great boats. But when you roll up to Seaforth, you pull in, you can drive right up to the curb, grab a dock cart, load your gear into the dock cart, go park, and come back. I mean, you know, there's no fighting over parking spots, no waiting in line, no paid parking. It's awesome.
So convenient. I mean, you say it's so easy and like so effortlessly, but it is a big deal. I mean, it's being there and knowing the whole deal, and fishing out of Fisherman's a lot, and fishing out of, you know, Point Loma when I was a youngster and in my younger years. You know, I mean, just having that convenience at Seaforth is really a huge deal. It's got to be a huge selling point for your charters and for your overnight day and a half trips too.
It is. And when I first came over, I had a little bit of a following, charter groups that had followed me in the past, and I asked, so how do you like it? And they go, I just can't believe how easy it is. How like smooth and, you know, flawless it is. You get in, you can pull, like I said, pull right up to the curb, grab a dock cart, basically load your gear straight into the cart from your truck. And then that's it. You turn around and you find a parking spot. There's only been a few times where I've parked on the street in the 6 years that I've been there. And even then it's still free, clean parking.
And when you stay on the street, it's about a one block walk.
Yeah, if that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a couple hundred feet. It's
very,
nice.
Very easy. And even, you know, with the fishing we've had the last few years, Mike, and this year, I mean, pretty darn phenomenal. I mean, the bluefin and just continues to march on. The big bluefin thing and bringing in this year, you know, the yellowfin and Dorado and just that El Nino-esque type of season. To bring that in and have a busy season and still have the free parking and have it be ample. But, man, that bluefin and stuff this year has been pretty incredible, hasn't it?
You know what it is? The boat just actually is just getting in right now. Captain Shane, who's been running the boat for me quite a bit here lately, has done a phenomenal job. The trip yesterday, boat's coming in this morning with 11 bluefin, 7 yellowfin. 5 of those bluefin are over 200 pounds, the biggest one taped out at 270. So when you say phenomenal bluefin
fish, 200 and 70.
This is local fishing.
Yeah.
This is something you can do. We have a trip that we're putting online for tomorrow night. And it's the same deal, early departure, 7 p.m. departure, going out and fishing for this big bluefin. And this is fish, and I spent years, I mean lots of years, fishing long range. I ran the Excel, ran the Intrepid, spent a good majority of 10 years on the Excel. And there was trips on, you know, 16 and 18 days where we would have killed for a 200-pound fish. And here it is, you're going out on a day-and-a-half trip, and you have a really good chance of catching a bluefin up. Even some of them have been over 300 pounds, which is just ridiculous.
Ridiculous. I mean, capital R, right? I mean, that's just crazy because here we are in the beginning of November. I mean, people are making plans for Thanksgiving and that kind of stuff coming up, and we're talking about huge bluefin and still some Dorado. You know, I mean, a little bit to the south still going on, but, I mean, they have that bluefin going like that and returning this morning with five over 200 pounds and having a trip going out tomorrow night. It's kind of crazy to really be talking about it, you know?
You know, November for the last, probably the last 3 years has been some of our best fishing. One of our best trips, I think, it was another trip that Shane had ran last year. I think we had 63 of those big ones. I know I ran the trip last year. We got in on Thanksgiving morning. We had 28 fish, I think. 13 of them were over 130 pounds. Like, it was one of those things that daylight, you know, it wasn't even daylight yet. It was still in the dark. Almost everybody on the boat had one hanging, all on heavy gear, and you start seeing these things come up, and it is, like, the ideal long-range trip. And this, in this certain case, we were 60 miles from home. I mean, like, you look up the side, and all these guys are pulling on fish on 80, 100, 130-pound gear, and it's something that would have been awesome at the hurricane bank, and it's happening again. Same kind of deal. Very, very good fishing.
Like you're saying, 60 miles from home, you know, and just pinned to the rail and seeing that going on 60 miles from home. What do you see the, like, the trips of late, like the trip getting in this morning? What do you think, flatfall fish?
Yeah, where we're fishing right now is about 110 miles. So, I mean, the trip I was talking about, we were on the 60-mile bank last year. But
yeah.
This stuff we're fishing, it's a little bit out, but easy day-and-a-half range. There's fish on the flatfall. There's been yesterday they had a lot of fish hooked on sardines. And when you're trying to fly line a sardine and get bit and pull on a 200-pound fish, I think they lost about 8 or 10 fish yesterday from what
pulling
Shane
hooks.
Has, yeah. I mean, even if you're getting bit on 80-pound or 100-pound, these are big fish. I mean, you're pulling on fish that are 200 pounds, high 200s, maybe even low 300s. And you're trying to pull on conventional gear that you can get bit on, you know, by fly lining a sardine. And the hook-to-land ratio is going to be interesting at times.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, just fly lining a sardine on that heavy line. And thanks to the Everham brothers for keeping us supplied. I'm sure, you know, 7-8-inch sardine for sure, you know, if you're fly lining them on that size of gear, huh, Mike?
You know what? Everingham's had their hands full this year because a lot of the yellowfin fishing we were doing required small bait. We do have a one-day trip going out Thursday night where we're going to be targeting that that smaller, well, school-sized yellowfin. When you're comparatively speaking to the about the bluefin, though, they're, you know, that smaller bait has been key for that, for yellowtail, and for the Dorado. And then on the flip side, you had other boats going out and fishing for this big bluefin that went 7-8, 9-inch sardines. And They've done a pretty good job at dealing with that. It's quite the handful. You have half your boats asking for small bait and half of them asking for big bait.
No, that's pretty crazy for sure, you know. And then the half-day boats want a different kind of bait even, and, you know, chovy hopefully. And
oh, yeah, nor asking for squid, which, I mean, we can only they can only cover so much.
Right, so let's just add more to it. Man, they definitely have a tough job, Mike, and I've been there and done it. So, I mean, I get it, you know, where everybody wants everything. But, yeah, I mean, just what a crazy handful of seasons we've had, and to have it still going on at this point is just crazy. And, you know, down at Fisherman's yesterday, I couldn't believe the amount of people just – I was in the shop, and there were so many guys looking for the flatfalls and just trying to get them rigged and trying to – I mean, if you can imagine, a couple thousand people down there and trying to get them rigged by the crew. I mean, that's not the easiest thing to do on that busy of a day, but just the amount of people looking – for big bluefin stuff is crazy, Mike.
It's changed. I'm sure the tackle manufacturers and tackle stores love it because it has changed, I mean, really everything. That and that flatfall, you talk about a jig that is the most versatile jig. You used to think that you could catch almost anything on a Rapala. I think last year there was a period of time where I know there was OPA, big bluefin, swordfish, yellowfin, almost any game fish you can think of had been caught last year on a flatfall.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, the idea of catching swordfish on a little metal jig was, if you had told somebody that years ago, they would have said that never going to happen. And I think there's two of them caught last year on the flatfall.
That's crazy. That, I mean, just the fact a swordfish was caught on the local boats, you know, and to have two and...
On a little metal jig that was, yeah, you drop it down and it's just, you can't even take into consideration what options there are as far as what fish eat those things. I mean, it's, there's days, and the funny thing is there's really no wrong way to fish them. When they first started coming out, you'd see guys with a rent rod fishing line, and you're like, you know, that's not going to work, buddy. And next thing you know, he's pulling on a big fish. They get bit on the sink, they get bit on the retrieve, they get, you know, it's just one of those things that you can't really fish it wrong.
Right. And it's kind of intriguing. I mean, the night bite with them is pretty darn incredible. And the fact that they, you know, the whole name flatfall is they fall on a flat pendulum and make an easy pickings, really. It looks like a wounded fallen tag bait, you know, sardine or whatever, and it looks tagged and wounded and like it's just ready to be inhaled, and they do, man.
It was a little bit of a learning curve as far as rigging them because – We used to think rigging them on 100-pound was fine. You know, you have a 100-pound leader. Well, these big bluefin, a lot of them swallow it. And you got to think, as that jig is dropping, if these things are coming up and eating them, the back, if they swallow it whole, the back of their stomach is, on some of these fish, is four feet from their teeth. So we started getting chewed off. We were trying different leaders, heavier leaders, longer leaders, and you almost can't put a heavy enough leader on them now. I mean, you're talking about 200-pound, 300-pound, 6-foot leader, just so you're not getting chewed off by these things.
Which is the reason why all these guys are getting them and wanting them rigged and doing the whole thing. And the Shimano booth was busy yesterday. Heck, it was a busy show, period. But to be able to fish that heavy line, fish it at night, I mean, and like you're saying, they inhale them. I mean, that thing's down the gullet, and that's the reason for having that chafing gear in the front, you know. I mean, just at least a couple feet, you know, a couple feet of chafing gear. And man, it's just good times for sure, Mike, and happy to have you in studio. And I know we have a full show ahead of us. We have some exciting times. And you want to give us a shout, 877-792-1090 or 858 on a local number, 858-457-1090. We're giving away a trip on a tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing. We're stoked to have that. And we've got fish reports. We've got a lot of stuff coming up on the show. Pete, Rick are both out of the show. It's just going to be myself, Corey Sandin in studio. So we'd be happy to have you on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We'll be right back.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels. Most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. We're in studio, and Mike Pritchard, myself, Corey Sannon, having a good time. Like I said, both Pete and Rick out of the studio, and if you want to listen to a couple good hours of funny radio, you're going to listen to us, and listen to me doing a show for one of the first times by myself with Mike, and I appreciate you being in here, Mike. Mr. Pritchard off the Tribune.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah,
being here.
Definitely good times. And, you know, you want to give us a shout this morning, join the show. It's 877-792-1090, 858-457-1090. And, Mike, that's so awesome. You're giving away a day-and-a-half trip on the Tribune out of Seaforth. And you do have a trip going out tonight, like we mentioned earlier in the show. And
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, and they don't have it up at the landing yet. So if you call down there, you might kind of throw a cup of coffee in their lap.
We had a trip scheduled for tonight. We didn't have a whole lot of anglers booked on it. So and with the phenomenal fishing that we had yesterday, the big fish coming in, the trip, if it's not online yet, it will be online shortly. But it's going to be tomorrow night. And like I said, very, very good fishing. You know, it's funny is, Justin Fleck, owner, operator of the Excel, him and his son are out on the boat. And every time I called the boat yesterday and talked to Shane, I said, well, has Justin got bit yet? Does he have one of these big ones? I don't know if he got one, but it's a pleasure having him out, him and his son. So hopefully, if nothing else, they came out and had a good time. But yes, the boat got in this morning, 11 bluefin. I think five of them were over 200. Biggest one taped out at 270 pounds, and seven yellowfin to go with it. So,
man, it just keeps marching on. And having that trip tomorrow night, like we said, if you want to join that trip, you call down to Seaforth Sport Fishing at 619-224-3383
or seaforthlanding.com. Also, always urge people that want to take a look at what we're actually catching to go to our Facebook page. I'm absolutely horrible at updating our website, so don't go there.
But as far as the Facebook page, that's current, and you keep stuff up there fresh.
And you can. There is a link on our website as far as booking. But take a look at our Facebook page. It's just Tribute Sport Fishing. Last trip, we had six fish over 200. Big one was a conservative 248 pounds, and the big fish yesterday was 270. I mean, they're absolute beasts. I mean, those big bluefin are... There's something else.
Yeah, it's crazy. It just keeps marching on. And to have a trip going out tomorrow night, you can join that. Call down to the landing and let them know you want to get on that trip. But it probably be on the books by midday today, just because Mike's been.
It should be up there shortly. I did just talk to him, and they're pretty good about getting it up. So I would imagine it'll be up here, if nothing else, in the next hour or so.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect. Hey, let's jump into the. Into the phones, Mike. They're getting packed up, and let's talk to Tom. Tom's calling from Temecula. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Tom.
Morning, guys. New time frame here, and a little bit later than usual.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mike, I was on your boat a couple weeks ago and went down and caught some of that yellowfin down below, and that was just insane. That day, we limited out by nine on the yellowfin and ended up with some Dorado and a few small yellowtail, but ended up handing off that school of yellowfin to the Ranger 85. They were just It was just crazy. But my question is concerning the end of the season here. I know with, you know, with the bluefin, you don't have the fish count that, you know, he comes out of the yellowfin bite there down below. And so anglers are somewhat hesitant to jump on a boat like that. And I know you need people on the boat to be able to go out there and catch those fish. How do you see the end of the season looking? And is there going to be enough people or boats going out there looking for these things so they're still around in December? We can still jump on a trip and get out there.
You know what? There's there will be. It's something that, and I think it's funny. I think it was the second year that I had the tribute. My motto is we'll stop when people stop showing up, and that's not something that's really happened. When you say end of the season now, there's fortunately for some of us that are willing to keep pushing it, there really is no end. Some of our best bluefin fishing a few years ago was in January and February. We had phenomenal bluefin fishing out on the Cortez and the Tanner Bank. And as long as we can keep some kind of interest, this is the time of year where you start getting more of your anglers, more of the guys that want to come out. And either they don't want to fish with the crowd or they want to come out and they've already done a few trips where they've caught some of the school-size yellowfin. And they want to come out and really test their gear, test their ability, and catch one of these fish of a lifetime. So weekends are going to be a guaranteed here for at least the next few. Next weekend looks like it's already shaping up, and that one's going to be for sure go. The weekend after that, Colin Sarfe from Pelagic actually picked it up as a sponsored trip. He wanted to come out and catch one of these things. So the week before Thanksgiving is a Pelagic sponsored trip. That's going to fill up quick. We just put that online a couple of days ago, and his sponsored trips are awesome, the giveaways and everything else. So I don't think you're in jeopardy of running out of boats to fish on, or these things, these big bluefin for the last several years haven't really gone anywhere. They may stop biting at times. They may sink out. It may take a couple of days to relocate them, but I don't think they're going anywhere.
Another question, and that is concerning that more catchable size, you know, the 50 to 90 pounders. Do you guys see much of that out there now? Is that still swimming around, or is it, you know, either huge ones or catchable ones?
You know, there's been both. I know some of the fish caught yesterday morning were in that 50 to 70 pound range. There is still some of that around. It's funny when you get one size fish to bite and not the other. I couldn't even start to explain how that happens because I really don't know. But there is some of that smaller, which is funny to call it smaller grade bluefin, but there is some of that 50 to 90-pound fish still around and still being caught.
Great. Looking forward to getting out there.
Yeah, definitely, Mike, or Tom, and, you know, to be able to jump on the boat tomorrow night on day and a half, I mean, you can't beat it, right?
You bet.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we appreciate the call this morning. Hey, with that being said, I'd like to tell you about a Lobsterpalooza, the sixth annual hoop netting tournament put on by the Shelter Island, out of Shelter Island, put on by the Marlin Club of San Diego. It's November 9th and 10th this year. And if you'd like more information on that, look up lobsterpalooza@gmail.com. A really cool hoop netting tournament put on, sixth annual. Once again, lobsterpalooza@gmail.com. With that being said, let's go down to John Ireland, one of the absolute most beautiful place on all of Baja. How you doing this morning, John?
Good morning, Corey. Hello, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, we're having fairly good fishing. You know, we're starting to slow down a little bit in November. Pretty normal. We're sending out three or four boats a day. Water temps are staying higher. They're cooling, though. We're down to 81, 82 degree water. It's been flat as it can be all week. Beautiful, beautiful fishing weather. And the air is cooling as well. The highs are in the mid-80s and the cool mornings. It's real, real pleasant weather. It's a nice time of year to be down here. The big story really this week has been the billfish. Marlin and sailfish, quite a lot of them, stripers and sails, just right off the La Rivera Bank going all the way down to the lighthouse. All the fishing's very close to the hotel. Gosh, everything is within a half-hour boat ride. And a lot of sales, about a 50-50 mix on the sales and the stripers. They're taking ballyhoo and they're loving the slow trope ballyhoo about 4 to 6 knots, something like that, and they're coming up on them and really banging them. A good rooster fish bite as well. Some big, big roosters, which is kind of unusual for this time of year. It's late in the year, but they're just about 2 miles south of the beach right off of the movie actor's house, Scott Glenn's old home there. On the first drop-off, they're in about probably about 30 feet of water, and live we're getting mackerel now, and the caballito are working for them. And picking up quite a few, and 40, 50 pounders this week weren't unusual, which is big for this time of year. Few Dorado around, small, mostly peanuts. Big schools of peanuts roaming around out there, all pretty much release fish. The occasional bull in the 20, 25-pound range, something like that taken. And Dorado, like, say, the tuna, pardon me. The tuna, we ran into them one day this week outside under the porpoise, a couple nice fish in the 30-pound range. But it's a long boat ride, and it's kind of a roll of the dice if you're going to go all the way out there to find them, about a 50-50 chance or less. Not as many tunas around as there has been. Overall, good fishing, though, still. If you want billfish, gosh, come on down. The boats are catching and releasing two or three, everybody that's targeting them. So pretty good fishing down here. We're enjoying it and winding down the end of the year for us here.
And how could it be any better, John? November, this time of the year, I mean, starting to get a little chillier up here in the States, and to be able to take a short flight and be in paradise of all heaven above, huh?
Yeah, it's still warm down here. It's still nice and warm. It's not hot anymore, which is nice. It's very, very pleasant. It's a good time of year. And water's still warm. You know, 81, 82-degree water's cool for us compared to what it was over the summer.
Well,
88 to 90, you know. So we're pleased. Everything's good.
It sounds like a beautiful time to be down there and be snorkeling over that beautiful reef out in front with all the beautiful tropical fish and just a short flight away, John. It's a beautiful place. If anybody wants to come down, you still have a few openings. How do they get a hold of you?
We sure do, yeah. All month long, Corey. It's 800-646-2252, 646 Baja, or check out our photos on RanchoLanero.com. So
yeah, we'll have to do that. You have some recent photos on the marlin up there.
Oh yeah, well the marlin are a tough one on the release. They're pulling them up on the boat. The sails in particular, they'll pull them up on the boat and take a picture and then put them back in. So we have a few of those, but we encourage release down there too. So not as many photos of, in fact, no photos of hanging billfish. We don't do that anymore. But they're, it's literally, it's interesting watching them pull them up, especially on the pond, as they'll pull those sails up and put them on the angler's lap and take some photos of them. And we have lots of those, in particular with sailfish. They're a little bit easier to handle. So, but lots of billfish right now. If you want to come on down, we can just about guarantee you one or two for sure.
That's pretty cool, John. No better place to be in the month of November and all through November. And RanchoLanero.com, correct?
RanchoLanero.com.
There it is. Thank you, John. And we'll talk to you again next week. And look forward to another killer report. Let's jump back into the lines, Mike, and let's talk to Wayne. Wayne is calling from Huntington Beach. We welcome you to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Wayne.
Good morning, guys. Great show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, I've got a couple of Talica 16s spooled up with 80 pounds, and I just picked up a 25 yesterday, a Talica 25, and I wondered what line would you let me put on that to be able to get one of those 200-plus-pound tunas?
That's a great question, Wayne. That's a good one. You got the right guy in studio.
You know, it's funny because a good majority of these fish that we had been catching were on the kite, and it's still going to be one of our key ways of landing one of these giant bluefin. 80-pound would be a bare minimum. 80-pound with a 80-pound top shot would be really – and it's funny to say this on a local trip – and some of the trips that we were doing last year, I mean, we really, really stressed, 100-pound minimum. And if you can get bit on 100-pound, 130-pound, this is, really just like you're going to go long-range fishing, you're going to go down and you're going to target cows. It's the same tackle. Those Talicas are great reels, and 80-pound would be really just a bare minimum. Like, I know I've heard some of the other boats say, and we do it too, is any of your lighter gear on these trips, you can have it rigged up. You never know when you're going to get a school of maybe some of the smaller yellowfin or even a chance at fly lining up one of those 70 or 90-pound bluefin, which you start dropping down into 50 or 60 pound gear, and that's fine. But if you're fly lining for one of these big ones, 80 pound is a bare minimum. And it's a humbling experience to watch somebody hook one of these things, even on 100 pound on a decent two speed reel. And he's getting down to the last 100 feet of line, and he's looking at you and go, what do I do? And say, lean back and hope.
Yeah, and that, I mean, but to have it on, Mike, for that long and to get it within color, to see the thing circling down below the boat, and, I mean, to have that be the place to where the majority of the tragedies happen.
Even on our kite gear, a lot of these things that we're hooking on, you know, 200-pound Spectra, you're talking about a 300-pound leader, 400-pound leader in some cases, and watching these things chew off next to the boat is, I don't know. There's still a lot of debate over which is tougher, yellowfin or bluefin. I've seen lots of 300-pound yellowfin. I was on the Excel one. We got the 445. I've seen some really big yellowfin. A little bit different as far as the big runs go. Those big yellowfin seem to have a little more ability, but the straight up and down, the last 5 minutes, the last 50 feet, these bluefin are absolutely terrifying. The potential for loss, the chew-throughs, the crazy head shakes that they do. I mean, it's it just to get it to that point is very, very. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah.
To get it on the boat is just another story altogether.
That's crazy, Mike. That's crazy. But does that answer your question for you, Wayne?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
No, hey,
80 pound and heavier.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So hey, we appreciate.
Roger.
Yeah, Roger, Wayne. We definitely appreciate you joining the show this morning, calling in, and we'll take another caller. Let's take Craig. Craig, good morning, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
How you doing, guys? Hey, great show. Mike, with a tribute, I was on your boat Monday with a charter. We caught six of those cows.
Yes, you guys, light group, I know Shane ran that trip. You guys,
exactly.
I think what you had 17 anglers. You said only about 11 of you fished. So to hook, I think you guys hooked a dozen of them and land six is awesome. Did you get one of those?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Nice.
Thanks to your crew. Your crew is unbelievable. Yeah. The way they worked with us. They're, you know, I'm looking at that and I'm remembering what happened. There's not a single guy landed a fish that didn't get help from your crew. They couldn't have, because like you said, these things are monsters.
I think the smallest fish weighed on that trip, gilled and gutted with five-star, I think was 195 pounds.
That's crazy.
You're figuring that fish is probably, I put it up as 210, which is very conservative. I think probably a little bit bigger than that. And then the biggest one was, I think, 248. So,
and that's gilled and gutted.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, that is downright just phenomenal. I'm glad. What did you get yours on? Was it on the kite?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we all were on that, the dead flying fish, which is amazing to see a fish come up and grab that bait. That is just, it's a trip of a lifetime for everybody that was on that trip.
Well, I'm glad it worked out. I know there was a little different circumstances before the trip, and I had to listen to the story the following day, but I know one of the guys actually ended up missing the boat, which did you guys rub it in?
Well, I didn't see him. He was from another construction company, but
the other circumstances. But one of the anglers may have partied a little bit too much and took a nap in his car and
at the wrong time.
And the boat came back in with six 200-pounders to show him.
Yeah.
Right.
How about that, Craig? Well, man, to be talking about this and knowing that there's a trip going out tomorrow night, that's pretty crazy, Craig.
Well, I'm glad you got one.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you, and on behalf of our whole company, we'll be back out there next year.
Oh, no, we'd love to have you. And, yes, our crew does a phenomenal job. They work their butts off.
No, that's cool. Hey, Craig, we appreciate you joining the show this morning. So that was a private charter, Mike?
Yeah, that was a charter that I think that left Sunday night. Like I said, light group of guys. They had 17. One guy, it was supposed to be 18, but one guy decided to nap in his vehicle and they couldn't find him.
Yeah, so if somebody wants to, do they call the landing to book a charter?
You can call the landing at 619-224-3383 or call myself. The business line is 619-246-3114. And we've picked up more and more charters over the year. We're primarily a big open party boat. I think we had about 45 days in charters this year. We pick up more and more each year. Trips anywhere from three-quarter day on up to 5 days. So,
well, if Craig and his construction company wasn't enough of an endorsement for a good time,
there,
I mean, that's...
There you have it, firsthand.
It is right there. And we're going to have more from Mike, more from the Tribute. We're having an awesome show today. The lines are absolutely jam-packed. And we're going to have more on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Mighty 1090. Let's talk hookup.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. And there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat. Probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
No matter what the season, Rapala Lure should always be a part of your fishing arsenal. It's time to stock up on the trolling lure that's proven to catch more fish. X-Rap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Rap Mag runs perfect right out of the box. All have extreme action with a controlled, deep-diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. Here's some big news. X-Rap Mags now get up to 40 feet deep with the new X-Mag 40. Spool up with Suffix line, which was designed and recommended for trolling X-Rap mags, and you have a deadly combo. You should also check out Rapala Husky Magnum heavy-duty high-speed trolling lures built for battling large game fish. The Husky Mag lures, like all Rapala lures, are built tough and available at a great price. So bottom line, the X-Rap Magnum or the Rapala Husky Magnum are the ultimate trolling lures for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size, and start catching more fish. See the entire lineup at Rapala.com. Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All righty, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Having a great time in studio, and appreciate Adam behind the glass running everything so smoothly. Thank you, Adam, and awesome having Mike Pritchard from the Tribute in studio. And hey, you were just showing me some pictures from the day-and-a-half trip that just got back this morning. Phenomenal-looking fish there, Mike.
Yeah, no, they just went up on our Facebook page. You got a few pictures. And it's funny. It's the social media side of this has become huge, and we do get people that will text or email and say, well, why isn't there more pictures? Well, there's times where I know it sounds crazy, but we're actually busy on the boat. We do everything we can, and I just had Shane send me some pictures that we just put up. But a lot of times, people are going, well, you guys had limits of yellowfin yesterday, just like the angler that called in earlier. We had limits in this case, limits of yellowfin by 9 o'clock in the morning. And in some of these cases, you're talking about 170 fish coming on the boat in an hour and a half. where do you get the camera to come out?
Well, and just like Craig, mentioned, the crew is hands-on. Like, not one gentleman would have landed or lady would have landed those fish if it wasn't for the crew on them and helping them through the whole thing. So to whip out a camera at the Instagram moment doesn't always
we still do it. We still find time sometimes.
Right, absolutely. So you can see the photos we were just looking at on your Facebook page.
Yes.
That's killer. You can't beat that. And you can catch them tomorrow night if you went on the tribute out of Seaforth.
Yes. And the weather, I just looked at the weather. The weather looks absolutely phenomenal. For being outside the Cortez Bank or Tanner or anything like that, it looks like there's going to be virtually no wind, which for out there, I take that back. This time of the year, October, November, December, is our best weather time. And it's...
Period. I mean, that's for our local ocean to be able to, for small skiffs like myself that run out to Clemente, we dream about this time of year, between now and January.
Yes, the one downside with that is you get some fog. I know there's some fog this morning. If you're taking your private boat out, just make sure you either have radar or check the weather forecast. It's really almost impossible to get a good fog forecast, so... I know I was on the boat last week, and there was an individual that had called San Diego Coast Guard and said, well, I'm driving into a giant fog bank. What do I do? Well, I'd hate to say it, but you shouldn't be 30 miles from home without a radar.
And calling Coast Guard trying to figure out what to do. Yeah.
Right. He said, this giant white wall is coming at me. What do I do? And it's kind of a hard one to answer. And Coast Guard said, well, this is down, below the border. And said, well, we don't have weather forecasting down below the border. But that's... You just want to make sure you're safe.
Absolutely.
You make sure that you're covered before you leave the dock.
Absolutely, Mike. Hey, and we're going to jump into the catch report. And with that being said, the report is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pump switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you have not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands in fines. The BG1 will... Just several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebg1.com or get their affordable products at Wilson Marine and San Diego Marine Exchange. So now you can find them at San Diego Marine and go on in there, and they'll guide you and probably help you put it in too, or find somebody that'll help you. And with that being said, let's jump into it. Let's talk to Brian Woolley. Woolley's calling from Dana Point Sport Fishing. Dana Wharf, how you doing, Brian? Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing this morning?
Good.
Good, man. Hey, Mike's talking about this weather. Jeez, this week is beautiful, huh? So perfect. And it kept things interesting for us up here for sure. Really nice water too. We had 67, 68 degree water along the beach, which was perfect, and we had some good downhill current. So it kept things consistent for us. But a few days midweek, we were able to capitalize on that good water too. We found some good spots of that skipjack that wanted to bite. In some areas, man, it was really cool. We had multiple spots of that fish up and foaming and breezing and less than 2 miles off the beach. So it was kind of cool to see, fishing real close to home. And that made for some real fun fishing. We caught fish on the bait, as you'd imagine, jigs getting the boat stopped and then, catching some bait fish and guys catch them on that cold snapper jig. So, we didn't have the banner tuna year up here. So this recent skipjack and bonito stuff is about as close as we're going to get. So we've been trying to, take as much advantage of that. Clemente yesterday, he's down fishing rockfish, anchored up, and he had some real good bonito fishing on the anchor down in that deeper water. He ended up with 140 of those fish, that 5 to 8 pound stuff. So keeping things interesting and relevant for sure. And with it being November, we started our halibut derby. The Clemente started that off on Friday. So we ended up with a handful of fish on our derby leaderboard. Top fish right now, just over 25 pounds. So it's nice, solid local halibut at the top of that derby leaderboard, and those guys are out again today on the Clemente drifting, seeing if they can add a few more fish to that total. And I think the Fury's out on his last overnight of this season. I think they left last night, so they're trying to get their season all wrapped up. Anyways, we're running full speed still, half days during the week, three-quarter days, and that kind of stuff. So you guys want to hop on a trip at the landing, phone number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web, too, at danawharf.com. And as always, we urge you guys to book online. You can click the link right there on the Let's Talk Hookup page. It'll take you over to our online booking. And this month, we're going to use the code DANA, D-A-N-A. That'll save you 25% on one of these local half- or three-quarter-day trips if you want to come on out.
It doesn't get any better, Brian, to be able to catch some of those big bonito and and, you know, be able to catch some of that local stuff. And skipjack, too. How about that? You know?
You're talking about halibut and skipjack both in half-day range.
Right?
Right? It's crazy. Yep. Yep. So that weather, I mean, I can't tell you. It's just like you were saying, Mike. It's just been perfect, and it's been, you know, easy for us to find some stuff. So we'll ride it out as long as we can.
Quite the week of weather laid out ahead of us.
No,
yeah, we're stoked.
That's good times, Brian. And click on the Let's Talk Hookup page and click on to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and use the code Dana, D-A-N-A, to get 25% off. You can't beat that either.
There you go. Save a few bucks.
Okay, Brian, we appreciate the report. Awesome as always. And we'll talk to you next week. And we're going to head on down to Cedro Sport Fishing and talk to Jeff. Good morning, Jeff. And great seeing you and Rosie down at Tackle Days down at Fisherman's Landing yesterday. What an awesome event, huh?
Oh, that was a great event. A lot of people, a lot of great stuff to take a look at. And absolutely, we went into the tackle store. We made it about 15 feet, and it was the human car wash in there. It was awesome to see.
Human car wash. Gotta like it.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I just kind of tagging on Mike a little bit. I've had a chance to fish with him and ride on the Tribute. And if you've never been on the boat with Mike driving and experienced the crew and the way that boat rides, you're cutting yourself short when you're going to go fishing if you don't get a trip with him and on that boat.
Oh, thank you.
So we've had some really good fishing down at Cedros. The Wahoo have been biting. It's just been when the weather allows us to get to the outside, we had guys that are trolling with the bright pink Nomads, Rapalas, some of the Yoziri baits. As long as they're the brighter colors, seem to be working well. Some of the guys are forgetting their steel leaders or their bigger leaders and then getting bit off. And it's tough to get down there and hook a 30-pound, 40-pound Wahoo and then watch it swim away with your bait if you're not prepared.
That is crazy. Talk about good times, huh?
Absolutely. And this time of season in the fall, the yellowtail seem to they fatten up a little bit. We're starting to catch fish now consistently in that 20 to 35-pound range, fishing dropper loop on the bottom with some bait. And, you know, the old favorites of the 6X juniors with the scrambled egg, blue and white, those are always the fallback colors, and I'll tell you what, they're hammering them on them right now. There's no shortage of yellowtail around the island.
No, that's definitely good times, and with you being booked through the end of the year, I mean, that's absolutely crazy. We were talking about it yesterday with Rosie, and for you guys to be running trips through December next year, or up till Christmas, what is it, Jeff, next year?
Yeah, part of it, we're getting so many requests that in the past we used to shut the lodge down and at the end of October, and now we're squeezing into November, middle to end of November, and now we're going to open it up all the way through December and see how that goes. And if it goes the way we think it might go, we may end up staying open in January. We're there for the customers to come down and catch the fish.
Yeah, definitely a familiar story. And it's
what's the end of the season?
Right.
There is no end.
if customers want to go, we're open.
Yeah, that's awesome, Jeff. And to be booking up and nearly booked for 2019, I mean, people had better get on it. The fact you're opening fresh dates that have not been booked yet in late 2019. If they want to get a hold of you, how do they do that and talk to Rosie?
Well, yeah, the easy thing to do is to give Rosie a call. You can reach her at 619-772-7570. And she's going to have an actual dedicated set-in-stone schedule before Thanksgiving. So check us out on the website as well, which is cedrosportfishing.com. Look at the schedule. She posts daily on Facebook and Instagram, sometimes 2-3 times a day because we get updated pictures from the island. And we want to make sure everybody out there is taking a look at what's going on. And, you know, there's a funny thing, Corey, that started happening here pretty good lately was those calicos, the bigger ones, were starting to bite.
Okay.
And you know the routine, that that Christmas tree Vallejo's bait is still the premier bait of choice down around Plastic.
Yeah, that's crazy. I can't tell you how many people came by the booth yesterday, and that's exactly that. I said Rosie and Jeff were pointing to this one earlier, and that was the only one that you would need. But I would look at this one and that one too, maybe a brown bait color, but they were pointing to this one and this one only. So to have that, I definitely appreciate it, Jeff. And we look forward to hearing some more killer reports and look forward to more fishing for next year, too, in 2019, late in the year.
Yep. Make sure you guys out there in Radio Land, give Rosie a call. Get on the schedule.
Appreciate that, Jeff, and appreciate the awesome report. And one of my favorite reports, Mike, is the surf fishing report. Gundy Gunderson, good morning. I love this report.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, good. Good to hear from you.
You know, it's interesting how those calicos do dial in the bait color at times, you know what I mean?
Yeah, where they get off the creature color kind of stuff and the browns and oranges and get onto a sardine or anchovy pattern.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Tells you a little bit about what they're eating and things like that. You can discover those things. But we got a great report here. You know, we've been kind of waiting for the conditions to straighten out. The Santa Ana conditions kind of cleaned up the water, and we're looking for that fall halibut bite. We have some signs of it this week. Lots of fish in the shallows, in the harbors, the lagoon mouths, good places to focus. Most of the fish in the 18 to 30-inch range, with a few kickers in there, a few double digits. The barred perch action has also picked up with the cooler water. Those guys on those northern beaches, Ventura, Oxnard, Magoo, that kind of thing coming around. And then the Corbina went on a bite. You know, we're still in the mid-60s, so those guys didn't go anywhere. And it looked like this week exotic baits was the key because the sand crabs were drying up. So the guys going to ghost shrimp or fresh shucked mussel, you know, some of those big beach mussels were getting some bites. Let me start up there. Hook, line, sinker reported good halibut, perch action, Goleta, East Beach, Graveyards, Carpinteria, all good beaches for both species. Flash minnows, 4-inch anchovy pattern swim baits were working well there. For the perch, the gulp sandworms, hard to beat those 2-inch sandworms. Wiley's reported good halibut action along Malibu beaches. One of the hot spots there has been off the old chart house. Crocodiles have been working well. A guy dumped a double digit there off the rocks. I think, a few weeks ago, a guy dumped a 20-pounder off the rocks there. Sometimes when you're fishing those jetties and rocks, you got to think through how you're going to land a better fish, you know, and kind of look down there, see where you can go down and meet the rocks and maybe somewhere or have a hand gap. Sometimes a little forward thinking will net you that better fish and no heartbreaks, you know. Limit fishing on barred perch there off Lagoo also. The fish are taking shrimp, mussel, 2-inch sandworms. Better fish have been in the 2-pound range. Just Fishing reported good halibut action off Torrance Beach. Slow-rolled crocodiles have been hot there. A few nice Corbina taken this week on ghost shrimp. Water is still plenty warm. Big Fish reported good halibut action this week. Surfside produced several legal fish. Flash minnows were hot this week. Several Corbina also reported taken on ghost shrimp or mussel. Hogan's reported good sargo bite off the rocks in Laguna. Mussel was the key there. A few yellowfin, spotfin, and a few corbina in the mix there. Pacific Coast reported improved halibut action in and around the lagoon mouse. Cut anchovy was a top bait there. Live smelt also. Kayakers have been really knocking some quality fish right there off Ponto, getting some, I think, a 22-pound halibut off a kayak was the big one this week. And then a few corbina also reported on the lugworms. And then finally, Blue Water reported a 6- and 5-pound striped bass taken at Dog Beach. But I got a fish story for you guys, if you got a second.
Absolutely. Let's hear it, Gundy.
Yeah, the guys up there in Long Beach, Big Fish, said that a couple surf kids just got done surfing yesterday morning or Friday morning, and they seen something pushing bait while they were in the surf line there. When they got on the beach, a wahoo beached itself right in front of them, and they ran out there and grabbed the thing. They brought it into the shop. It weighed about 30 pounds. And Jimmy in the shop said, I wouldn't have believed it if I didn't see it and loan him my fillet knife. That was his line.
That's absolutely crazy.
I thought he was going to say a rooster fish, but that's right in there.
Yeah, I mean, totally legit. Checked in with the tackle shop and everything with Jimmy, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they've been at Guadalupe, so we know they've moved north. And sometimes in the bubble, when you get that hurricane bubble, you know, you get some oddballs get pushed up here, and I don't know, they make a wrong turn at Albuquerque, and they just spend the winter up here or something. But
even Jeff talking about wahoo at Cedros, it's still not the most common. Talking about wahoo and calico bass at the same time is pretty phenomenal. But wahoo beaching themselves anywhere north of Cedros is odd.
Yeah.
That's very, very odd. Yeah,
man.
But that's our game. We love it, don't we?
Gundy, I got to say, I love, when you talk about halibut fishing in the surf and all that, and man, you turn it right into a, you top it with a wahoo at a Long Beach in the surf. I mean,
if somebody didn't see that firsthand, I don't know if I would have believed it either.
And there we are, hearing it on Let's Talk Hookup. And Gundy, we appreciate your awesome reports and your writing in Western Outdoor News and everything you do for the industry, Gundy.
I love doing it. And hey, you guys are doing a great job in there. I love it.
Well, appreciate it. I look forward to having you in studio and being in here with, you and Peter Rick and, pick your brand.
Yeah, we're going to make that happen real quick, guys.
Yeah, we need to because the surf fishing is a big passion of mine, Gundy, and you talk about halibut and all that. It really really gets me going. But, Gundy, great having you. Look forward to your next report next week. And there it is. And with the surf report being concluded there, it's we've got a big announcement from CCA California. Bill Varnay's 2019 CCA Sport Fishing Tide Counter is now out at stores and landings throughout California. This year's calendar has great pictures, tides, moon phases, important dates, fishing tips, and so much more. In addition, the back of the calendar has a unique number giving you a chance to win prizes each month. On the third Saturday of each month, CCA California will be announcing right here on the show, Let's Talk Hookup, the winning number and prizes, just like we did last year. And to help support CCA, by purchasing a 2019 calendar, tackle stores, landings, turners. And if you can't find it there, find it online at surffishtackle.com. Bill Varnay is doing a great job. And, hey, we absolutely have jam-packed lines with Mike Pritchard from the Tribune and Studio. We're going to have more on Let's Talk Hookup when we come back on the Mighty 1090.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact.
FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
And now it's...